With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump calls it an incredible triumph for Israel and the world. All 20 living hostages captured by Hamas more than 2 years ago have now been released. They were freed under the first phase of the Trump-Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal. Elena Zajcik, waiting to greet a newly freed loved one, says it has been a long, terribly difficult ordeal, but now a crushing weight has finally been lifted.
Really excited. Like, I haven't smiled like this in, probably over 2 years at this point.
The bodies of 28 deceased hostages also to be returned to Israel. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are being released by Israel. Busloads of newly freed Palestinian inmates have been arriving at Ramallah in the West Bank. Thunderous applause for President Trump as he arrived at Israel's parliament a short time ago, where he's delivering an address. Later today, there will be a peace summit to take place in Egypt. A nor'easter has brought high winds and coastal flooding to parts of the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, where flood and high wind warnings are in place.
The coastal flooding will be across areas that typically see the coastal flooding when we have big storms. Rainfall will not be as big an impact, even though there will be heavy rainfall amounts across the Northeast, anywhere from 1 to 4 inches from New York City over to Boston.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec, parts of New Jersey and New York are under a flood emergency declaration. No end in sight to the government shutdown, now entering its 13th day. Federal workers are not being paid, although President Trump has directed War Secretary Hegseth to scrape together funds to pay members of the military. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 440 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 461, and the S&P futures 87 points higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is quitting the ECFA.
The leader of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says he's withdrawing those ministries from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That organization recently announced that in addition to reporting on a ministry's spending habits, it will require a detailed plan of support for each ministry's leader in an effort to avoid scandals. Graham says that takes the ECFA outside its traditional role and is too invasive. Michael Harrington reporting.
Recent high-profile deadly attacks on places of worship have intensified anxiety and outright fear among clergy and people of faith worldwide. In just the past 6 weeks, there have been attacks on a synagogue in Manchester, England, a Mormon church in Michigan, and a Catholic church in Minnesota hosting a mass for school children. Before that, there were high-profile attacks at mosques in New Zealand. This is SRN News. Police are investigating yesterday's deadly shooting in a South Carolina nightclub. Apparently, as of now, there have been no arrests.
A mass shooting at a crowded bar on an idyllic South Carolina island leaves at least 4 people dead and more than a dozen injured. Beaufort police say 4 of the injured were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The shooting took place around 1 a.m. Sunday at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. Police say multiple victims and witnesses ran to the nearby businesses and properties trying to get away from the gunfire. They're calling it a tragic and difficult incident for everyone and asking for patience as they investigate. I'm Julie Walker.
Churches near the scene of a devastating explosion at a rural Tennessee plant devoted their Sunday services to the 16 victims and their families. The surrounding communities mourn. More details, SRNNews.com.